current news. I'm John Scott. The Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Hamas must accept a ceasefire proposal.
If you want a ceasefire, press Hamas to say yes. If you want to alleviate the terrible suffering of Palestinians in Gaza, press Hamas to say yes.
Blinken on his eighth urgent diplomatic mission to the region since the conflict began in October. He's already met with the Egyptian president in Cairo and will now travel to Israel, Jordan, and Qatar. While he and other U.S. officials have praised the hostage rescue in Gaza, that operation resulted in the deaths of a large number of civilians and may complicate the ceasefire push. Missile attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels have struck two ships now in the Gulf of Aden, the latest assaults on shipping in the region. The rebels claiming both attacks amid their campaign against shipping during the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. Also at SRNnews.com, overregulation may threaten business growth unless the Supreme Court steps in. Bernie Bennett reports.
A pro-business group says American small businesses have suffered in a stagnant economy plagued by inflation. This trend may continue if the growth of rising regulation endures. The Job Creators Network held a news conference to discuss deregulation of business procedures as the Supreme Court takes up two cases regarding regulatory practices. Alfredo Ortiz is the president of the JCN.
Businesses are dragged under red tape. That is very clear. And it is threatening to take the economy down with it.
He says that the Supreme Court overturns the 40-year-old Chevron versus NRDC case, regulations impeding business growth will be eased.
We see the possibility of overturning the Chevron doctrine as a rare, bright hope amid the current regulatory onslaught coming from Washington.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Dow had 35 points, and the NASDAQ is adding 59. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Los Angeles.
County officials have agreed to let a Christian lifeguard work at a station that does not display the gay pride flag during the month of June. Jeffrey Little filed suit after his bosses told him that he had to raise the flag at his beachside station every day despite his religious objections. Little says, quote, "My hope is that this lawsuit encourages productive dialogue between employees of faith and their employers." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Ohio-based Christian nonprofit that organizes off-campus Bible classes for public school students has taken off in Indiana. The non-denominational LifeWise Academy says it's tripled the number of programs it will run in Indiana starting this fall and has vastly increased its reach across all states. LifeWise programs will be available at over 520 locations in 23 states next school year. That's up from 13 this year. This is SRN News. It's not easy being a cop, even the four-legged kind.
As a puppy, there were high hopes for Ikey to help revive the Santa Fe, New Mexico Police Department's canine program. Now, 4 years later, the German Shepherd is, you might say, in the doghouse. He has bitten more people than any other dog in the unit and is the subject of an internal affairs investigation, that into an attack recently on one of the department's officers. City is also defending against a lawsuit filed by another officer who was attacked by the dog 2 years ago. Jason Walker reporting.
Across the country, an eclectic mix of restaurants and chefs vying for the coveted James Beard Awards, which will be announced at a Chicago ceremony. Dozens of restaurants and chefs are finalists in 22 categories for the culinary world's equivalent of the Oscars. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.